Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Like, rating, oh, comparing it, oh, the NBA is down so bad compared to the NFL. Well, quite frankly, the NFL is dominating everyone. So, like, we can pick on the NBA, Major League Baseball, hockey, NFL's king, and we all know it. College football's king right below them. They're like the prince, if you will.
I think to a degree, the Kevin Durant thing has kind of, you know, jumped the shark.
Right.
Just him in general.
Right. We have Anthony Slater joining us right now on the River Islands guest line, so let's get right into it. Anthony Slater, our 95.7 The Game Warriors insider, covers the team better than anyone else. And Anthony, we've been having this conversation all morning long about kind of topic fatigue, throwing it to our callers, right? We didn't have a game to react to yesterday when it came to the Giants. Obviously, the NBA season's over now. So I'm curious to ask you about topic fatigue. Do you ever get it when covering the team or the league at large? And can you tell us maybe what that topic is? Good morning, Anthony.
Hello, how are y'all? You're asking if I get tired of a specific storyline?
Yeah. Yes.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, that happens. That, you know, certainly over the course of an NBA season, it's 82 games. Sometimes I get game fatigue when I'm in the middle of a, you know, 6 days or 6 games in 9 days type stretch or something like that. I think that's human nature.
Well, like for me right now, the Jonathan Kuminga thing is just...
that ain't going to end anytime soon.
Well, but like... I guess where I'm going with this, it's not like Jonathan Kuminga, the player. I like watching the player. I do. I don't know where he should sit, but it's like every dribble is a referendum on is he good or is he bad? And it's like, well, he can be useful, and sometimes he doesn't fit, and sometimes he does fit. And I just, I'm exhausted by it. Are you exhausted by it?
Well, it's about to get solved somewhat, right? You know, that might mean, you know, he signs up for more time with the Warriors, but at least like his future, which I think has been at the crux of the conversation, you know, is needs to be decided in the next 10 days or so. So, like, yes, certainly during the season, I think like some of the overanalyzation of like every specific thing which you're talking about can get, you know, a little draining, but right now, it's very relevant. It's like at the center of their entire offseason. So it feels a little bit more tangible what we're talking about right now because they're trying to figure it out.
Well, let me ask you straight up. Does Steve Kerr want to keep Jonathan Kuminga on the team?
You know, I mean, I think it depends on what the alternatives are. What's the sign and trade options? You know, would he just want Jonathan Kuminga to walk away on an offer sheet and bring nothing back? I mean, that's bad management from a guy who used to be a GM. Certainly, I think there are ways that Kerr and others would prefer to tweak the roster in a way that, like, you know, feels to them maybe like it better suits a championship pursuit next season. But Jonathan Kuminga is you know, a talented asset with tools that can help any team, including at times the Warriors last season, including in the second round when, you know, you'd probably say he was their second best player in the second round of the playoffs. And you don't want to just let that go for nothing. And the alternatives right now, we'll see what materializes, but the alternatives aren't necessarily that appealing. So it might be a Jonathan Kuminga coming back.
Talking with Anthony Slater here on the Morning Roast with Spadoni and Chasky, Warriors and NBA reporter at large, tapped in on all things Dubs as well. I do want to get in to the NBA Finals at one point because I got to give Slater credit. He, and again, it's not, I mean, they were the best team all season long, but he would never wavered from picking OKC to win the whole damn thing. And they did that, albeit in seven games. And after Tyrese Halliburton unfortunately tore his Achilles, he had surgery on that yesterday. But Anthony, I wanted to get into what Mike Dunleavy said yesterday when speaking to the media. He used the term in the mix when it came to the trade market. He hopes to be in the mix after the draft. What does that mean, and what does that tell you, being in the mix? And can you give us maybe some players to watch potentially that the Warriors could be interested in? Because he did say basically like the $50 million plus players, they're not going to get those guys.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Yeah, you know, like Drew Holiday was just traded to Portland, right? I mean, that's kind of like that 30-ish million type contract. Porzingis, you know, I mean, Boston's been a name that you know, they're really trying to redo their books right now. So I look at Porzingis, I look at Derek White. You know, you look across the league at, you know, if Miami gets in the mix for Kuminga in a sign and trade scenario, you start to look at their books. Could they get in on some Miami stuff? If Brooklyn decides to be kind of a place for a salary dump type scenario in a multi-team deal, is the Cam Johnson a name that resurfaces? Is the Nick Claxton a name that resurfaces? I think there's a lot of, you know, potential names out there, and in the mix is in the conversation, which, like, you know, to be honest, every GM in the league should say that this time of the year, and that should be a true statement. They should be making calls, you know, the day before the draft, into the draft, especially with how this new NBA market, you know, develops, which is all through trades essentially at this point. Remember, a few years ago, like, free agency was truly free agency. We'd be talking about guys that, you know, this team, you know, these 15 teams have cap space, and these 20 appealing free agents are out there talking about deals and having free agent meetings. That's kind of not really how the league works anymore. It's all extensions and trades. So you better be having conversations this time of year.
Okay, so you referenced a lot of different teams there. If I were to, let me just go like this, like on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being, you know, simmering hot, likely to happen, like, in the next minute, 1 being 0% chance this happens, a return with Andrew Wiggins.
I don't think it's that likely. Okay. To be honest, I think it's likely Kuminga comes back still. I would put that on the, you know, 50% or higher.
Okay.
Because you guys, like I wrote about it a few weeks ago, you guys understand the base year compensation rule?
Explain it for Kuminga. Those that
yeah,
that
enlighten
are out
us,
there.
Please. We know, but yeah, enlighten.
Yeah, let's say Kuminga signs for $30 million. Like, yeah, it's $30 million going out, but it's only $15 million coming back to the Warriors as far as like trade salary matching purposes, which like just limits the amount of players and the amount of talent you can even bring back in. And that's even if you find a team out there ready to give Kuminga $30 million in the first year of at least a 3-year deal, because you have to sign at least a 3-year deal and a sign and trade. So it's just like the market is very limited and restricted.
And you can't couple other contracts with JK on the way out, can you?
You can, but then you're starting to talk about capping yourself at the first apron, and like you could, like, let's say it's a $30 million, and you bring back 16 because you can go over, you've slightly over 100%. That first apron caps you, and the, you know, that then limits a lot of what else the Warriors can do. So I guess to the point, like, it's just like it's tough for me to see a sign and trade at this current moment materialize that is appealing enough for Mike Dunleavy and Joe Lacob to pull the trigger. We'll see. You know, they got to be creative and they can go look in. And I think the fact that Kevin Durant didn't go to Miami is helpful in the Kuminga market. I think the fact that Brooklyn still hasn't used a bunch of its cap space should scare the Warriors a little bit, because that's one team that could offer sheet him and really kind of like, you know, take them into a tricky, you know, scenario. But still, it's just considering the market dynamics, there is a very obvious argument that bringing Kuminga back and revisiting this come December, January, maybe trading him when you can trade him at his full salary could make more sense.
Okay, so when I see the rumors that GP2 might be coming back or Kevon Looney might be coming back, where does that leave Moses Moody and where does that leave TJD?
Moses Moody is on a very reasonable, extension, 3 for $39, which he signed last year. He certainly could be salary matching this summer. You know, when we mentioned about ways to be creative in a sign and trade, you could add whatever Kuminga signs, and you know, you half that, as I mentioned, but you could put, you know, Moody's $13 million on top of that, and you could kind of stack it. Again, there's the first apron stuff, all this minutia that we don't need to get too deep into. But Moses Moody's viewed as a rotation guy. I think they're fine bringing him back, regardless of if Gary's back or not. And then Trayce Jackson-Davis is on a super cheap third year of a super cheap fourth year deal, so I expect him and Quentin Post back. Maybe with Looney, I mean, like, it's sounding more and more, I'm sure you guys are like, man, it sounds like they're running the roster back. I mean, I think that's possible, and I think what people forget is they exited the second round last year believing that if Steph Curry was healthy, they might have beaten the Wolves. So I don't think they're that, you know, scared to mostly bring the core back while trying to add around the kind of rotation.
Do you believe they would have beat Minnesota with a healthy Steph Curry?
Maybe. Yeah, I mean, look, they were going to go up 1-0. He looked really good. I think the fact that they went 7 – it's probably part of the reason that Steph strained the hammy, and like, you know, they're if they faced Houston again, this time with Kevin Durant, that's a scarier opponent. So I don't know. I mean, like, sure, they were in the mix. I'm like, I think it's very reasonable to believe they would have won that series having a 1-0 lead with a healthy Steph Curry playing the way he was. And then they would have been in the Final Four. So, you know, I guess that's fringe edge of contention. I do think they need to sharpen and make some moves this summer, but I also don't feel like it's a few years ago where it felt like they were so far away. They made the big move. The big move was at the deadline. It was Jimmy Butler. Now they just need to fill out a rotation a little bit better around them.
Talking with Anthony Slater here on the Morning Roast, 95.7 The Game, Warriors Insider. Free agency frenzy officially starting a couple days ago on a Game 7 day with Kevin Durant going to the Houston Rockets. Are the Warriors going to make any big moves? And kind of talking about that Game 7, right? In Oklahoma City now being the champs, their first championship in the history of that city, part of the franchise, obviously the Supersonics prior to that, but in the history of Oklahoma City, their first championship. Like, where do you put the Warriors in the West right now? It kind of feels like it's just tier one OKC, and then everyone else kind of muddled around there, the Lakers, Nuggets, the Rockets now, and obviously the Warriors. You kind of see it the same way, Anthony?
Yeah, you know, I'm like, I really think that was a good move for Houston. I think it's what they needed. I think if, you know, Kevin Durant at the end of games was trying to, you know, get big buckets instead of Jalen Green, that would have been a fiercer, tougher series that was already a 7-gamer, as we all remember. So I would put them right in, like, Houston and Denver to me in that, like, kind of second-tier mix. And I think the Warriors are, you know, fringe of that, maybe slightly below, but they're right in it. I mean, really, ever since they've gotten Butler, we've seen they're super competitive as a regular season product. Now, the question next year is an 82-game season with the age of their core. I think they need an extra score. Now, again, do you enter next year believing, at least at the start of the season, that Kuminga is that, you know, extra score on days that either Butler, Curry don't have it or they're not playing? Maybe, or maybe, you know, you go try to find somebody else. But, like, they're going to need some extra punch during the course of the season, because they can't just have Butler and Curry playing like they were the last month and a half, because clearly that adds wear and tear to them.
So what is their number one need this offseason? If they came to you and they said, Anthony, you know, what is the position
or skill set at a couple positions that we absolutely have to acquire? Your answer would be what?
Yeah, look, they talked about positional size. I do think, you know, just like being able to throw bigger lineups out there would matter. And then I just think, you know, just more scoring punch, more creativity offensively. I think, you know, like at their worst, at their toughest, certainly in the second round against Minnesota when they had to, you know, basically bring Kuminga from 10th man to second man. It showed just at times their lack of offensive creativity and explosion on that end. I just think they're going to need that at points. So, you know, going to find somebody that on any given night can do in some ways what Jordan Poole used to do for them, right?
You said something interesting there when it came to, you know, that 7-game first round series against the Rockets, obviously attributing to Stephen Curry and that hamstring injury. I think a lot of people are talking about right now Tyrese Halliburton and all the wear and tear and the grind there. I mean, what, 5 ACL, not ACL, but Achilles tears from NBA players if you're coupling both the regular season and the playoffs just this season alone. Tatum, obviously a part of that, and culminating in Tyrese Halliburton in game 7. The big conversation, right, from a lot of people here in the media is the wear and tear and the amount of games that these guys play. Is this a conversation that is taking place in inner NBA circles? Is it more media driven, Anthony?
I mean, it's been a conversation for several years. Steve Kerr has been a heavy proponent of, I believe it's a 72 game schedule. He's talked about cutting 10 off or even going into the 60s. I know people have talked about the 65 game, not even just as a way to limit, you know, the wear and tear. You limit the load management, which had been a heavy critique of the league, right? When some of the stars just sit out big games. And you maybe create more of a football-like lead-up to some games where every big game on an ABC Saturday night has, like, you know, 2 or 3 days of, you know, not only rest for the players, but, you know, the media gets to hype up a big game. I think there's a lot of arguments for it, but we all understand the argument against it. It's money, right? It's taking home dates away. It's cutting into the BRI, which is the, you know, basketball-related income that goes into player salary. So if you say, hey, you're cutting, you know, 15% of the regular season schedule, well, you're cutting 15% of the salary of these players. Are they willing to do that? Are these owners willing to take, you know, X amount of home dates away? Like, that's when it becomes a more difficult conversation that has to involve lawyers and the Players Association and obviously, you know, the Board of Governors and all that. So I guess that's a long-winded way of saying, like, yes, it is. Shortening the season has been a heavy topic around the league for the last decade, but it doesn't seem like anybody's ready to give up the money that comes with the 82-game season and the 2-month playoff.
Yeah, and I would take it a step further and say that is one of many things I'd be looking at if I was the league. I think understanding the amount of mileage that people come into the league with all of these individual trainers and basically training like an adult throughout your childhood to be able to make it into high school and in college and then, you know, go on even further. It reminds me a lot of the wear and tear that you're seeing that we're now way more aware of when it comes to youth pitching, for example, affecting the big leagues, or in football, seeing like, hey, if you come from the Alabama program, you know, their practices are more rigorous. I don't want that running back that's got 400 carries 3 years in a row. Like, I think they need to actually do some research regarding AAU and youth ball and how it trickles into the league.
Yeah. I mean, you mentioned it, but every sport has it with the Tommy Johns in baseball. And then football keeps trying to add, you know, how about the way they do the schedule now? There's Friday night game, Thursday night game, right? The Wednesday Christmas game. Wasn't it whoever played on Christmas last year had like 2 games in 4 days or something like that?
Yeah.
And that was like, I think it was like Ravens and Chiefs or something like that. Those are your marquee teams. But what is it about? It's money, right? You know, why are they adding all this stuff? They're just trying to make more money. And that's the balance of life and sports and entertainment and all that.
Yeah. Oh, great stuff, Anthony. What are you doing this summer? What's the big storylines for you? Other than Kuminga, what are you looking for here? The number one question, I'm not giving you a Jonathan Kuminga. What's the other number one question that you're going to be looking for this summer when it pertains to the Golden State Warriors?
Well, let me just decline your lead up and say I went and visited Kuminga in Cleveland last week. I'm going to write a story tomorrow. I talked to him.
Why was he in Cleveland?
That's where he's working out, his agency's up there. So he just spent 2 weeks of doing like 8-hour days up there. It's honestly like he is working very impressively right now. Like, you know, say what you want. Again, I think some people who want him to be more of a role player would
would not love the type of work he's doing because it is all like pick and roll reads, shooting, you know, a lot of that type of stuff. But he's certainly getting his hours in right now. As far as bigger picture this summer story, I mean, I don't rest. That's what I'll take. I mean, I'll be at summer league. But summer's for me, once you get to about July 15th and you feel like all the rosters in the league are set, it's about just, you know, resting up for camp because it's going to be another 10-month journey.
Got to lock in a load management, Anthony Slater, this summer. It starts now, all right? And why the hell would you be in Cleveland working out of all places when you could be anywhere else? Cleveland, Ohio? Really?
Work. Work. Focus on work.
Oh, I guess there's no distractions in Cleveland. Oh, my God. I'm just sorry. I have to laugh at it. But I'm laughing, but also saying, like, sneakily?
I mean, you want the real reason? I mean, like, his agent is stationed up there, and his agency's up there, and there's, like, a lot of, like, they have, like, three or four, like, really high-end facilities that, like,
no,
it's not
for
even
sure.
Him up there. There was other NBA.
No. Well, I was about to say this. Like, the Cleveland Cavaliers, I should, if I'm a Cleveland Cavaliers fan, I'm licking my chops. Like, it sucks that it happened to, like Haliburton hurt it getting hurt like that, but no Tatum, no Haliburton next year, so I'm checking off the Celtics and the Pacers. The Cavs are the best regular season team.
They're another team that needs to stay healthy.
But they are. But I'm saying, like, they don't have a major injury they're dealing with, like those other teams. Like, it's the Cavs, the Knicks, maybe the Magic, right? In a wide open East.
Yeah.
If I'm Giannis, like, if it's all about winning titles, like, shouldn't I be looking at the Cavs? Which kind of sounds insane. No, you're laughing at it. But if he really cares about winning a title, I'd be trying to force my way to that team. Right, Anthony?
I would say wherever he is trying to force his way, I would say stay East. Or, you know, if he wants to stay where he's at, I mean, I don't think, obviously, that team's going to win a title next year. But, yeah, I mean, if I was a star right now and I was only solely focused on checking the ring box, I would rather be in the East. I mean, it's a much clearer path, obviously.
There you go. Hey, Anthony, great stuff this morning, man. We'll do it again soon, and enjoy your summer.
All right, fellas.
See you, buddy.
There he goes. That's Anthony Slater, who, whenever he speaks, it always feels like summertime with Anthony Slater. Guys is laid back, California personified.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.